States, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Google's search mechanism, like if you type into the bar, whatever it is you're searching on Google.
Yes.
Beagle puppies. You're using something called BERT, and that's what the standard has been at Google for quite some time now. And it works pretty good. I mean, Google's by far the most popular search engine out there, and, you know, I've always been happy with it. I hate the fact that it gives me, you know, ads at the top when it knows exactly what I'm looking for, but, you know, you get used to it. But it's being replaced by MUM this month, a model for complex searches that is 1,000 times more powerful than BERT. And like I said, I think we were all pretty pleased with BERT, but this is 1,000 times more powerful.
How powerful do I need?
So when you start Googling things, you're going to notice a difference, I guess. It gives you a for instance. I don't know if this is a good for instance or not, but this is a for instance they give you. Below is an example of how MUM is used. A question could be asked by the user in the Google bar. Can I use these shoes to hike on Mount Fuji? And you would include a picture of the shoes in the question.
MUM, no, I wouldn't, because I don't know how.
MUM would analyze the picture, figure out what the shoes are, relate it to the question of whether or not you could hike Mount Fuji in them, answer it, and then redirect you to a suitable site if the boots are not suitable, or tell you that your boots are perfectly suitable by providing you with an article that explains why. And they say that's 1,000 times more powerful than what they've currently got,
what if,
I guess.
Because I am a user of the Internet, and I'm not actually interested in seeing if this works. I'm seeing if how I can break algorithms. I put a pair of boots that are two different boots, right? Like one's a rain galoshes, and one's like a stripper platform high heel. What do you do now, computer?
You might make MUM cry. You've made your MUM cry.
Again.
But, so I don't know, if you notice your Google searches, I don't know, my Google searches are never that complicated. It's usually a word I don't know.
Cheat.
How do you spell?
No.
No, I know where to find that.
How do you spell? Yeah, I do a fair amount of that.
Yeah, well, it's ironic that that works. You know, it's like looking up a word in the dictionary that you don't know how to spell. How do you do it? And yet it works.
I'm constantly looking up Celsius to Fahrenheit because the only thermometers we have around here to check your temperature are in Celsius, and nobody can figure out how to put them back to Fahrenheit.
I don't know how that happened, but I'm a fan of whoever did it.
Yeah, somebody put the thermometers out here that we're supposed to check ourselves with to Celsius.
Like a little forehead ray gun style one.
Oh, my God, I'm 32. I must be dying.
If they did it to be a dick, pardon me, then I like them. If they did it because they think it's a superior system, then I hate them.
It is a superior system, but I was talking to my son about that the other day. He brought up because they're learning the metric system. And it's so freaking simple.
Oh, it is. It's clearly a better idea.
There's nothing to memorize, for one thing.
Oh, yeah? What's a dozen in the metric system? You don't have it.
Ladies and gentlemen, positive shot.
Can't argue with that.
Boy.
So I haven't looked this over yet, so I'm doing this cold. Sean highlighted it for me. I will trust that he highlighted it properly. The headline is a city that sends a drone almost every time the police are dispatched on a 911 call, and this could become the future of policing. In Southern California, the town of Chula Vista, drone flights are launched to the scene almost every time someone calls 911. Most everywhere else in the United States, drone pilots have to secure a hard-to-get waiver to fly beyond the visual line of sight or over people. I didn't know that.
Hmm.
I know people that fly drones over people all the time, but you're supposed to have a special waiver to do that, I guess.
How do I know where there are people until I send my drone there?
But in 2018, Chula Vista got a special waiver to do that. That waiver permitted the department, the police department, to create its Drone as First Responder program.
Or DARFRS.
Which allows police to fly over the entire city using small multi-rotor drones that are launched and piloted largely from central headquarters. In March, the FAA, not the not the Future Farmers of America.
I don't know why they're even asking us.
But sure, go ahead if you want.
Go ahead if y'all want to.
I think this cow got it into the onion patch. So now when a call comes into 911, the dispatcher decides whether or not to send a drone. The drone launches from the department headquarters and flies to the scene of the incident at an altitude of about 300 feet. All the way it records video through its zoom camera lens. The footage is stored in Chula Vista's evidence.com data repository, where detectives and police can access it, as well as the DA's office. The department has denied public access to the footage, claiming it an exception under some rule. So they get to look at it, but you don't. According to the police force, as of March, the drones have flown more than 5,400 missions and played a role in more than 650 arrests. So this could be coming to a town near you. Since March, 5,400 drone missions for the police department.
Hey, Michael, do you have the Ogre horn handy? Sorry, I almost belched right in the middle of saying Auga, which would have been ironic in a way. Go ahead and hit it. Libertarian concern alert. Libertarian concern alert. This is an official libertarian. If this were an actual libertarian concern, you would. Actually, it is. So yeah. This is a pretext for the armed government agents to videotape, to surveil vast swaths of the town. The pretext being some 911 call, which, as we all know, roughly 30% of those are getting the wrong food at the McDonald's drive. And being angry about it.
What exactly are these drones looking for during all these flights? Again, their cameras are on, as Joe pointed out. They're videotaping all the way over to the traffic accident or wherever they're headed and keeping that stored in a database.
Yeah, hello.
The Chula Vista Police Department posts detailed records online of where the drones fly and why. Many of the flights involve clearly dangerous scenarios, weapon threats, assaults, fires. Others are less so. A person sleeping on a sidewalk, a water leak, a report of someone drunk in public. Hey, don't knock my hobbies. Some are downright weird. Drones were sent out more than once to situations described as fake COVID testing.
What?
I'm going to need you to pull down your pants. Why? I'm a COVID tester.
Oh, well, all right.
All right. I'm with the county. Oh, okay.
Oh, the county.
There are tragedies. Obviously, Chula Vista's drones fly regularly when police conduct welfare checks and respond to reports of domestic violence. Drones fly to the scenes of child endangerment incidents, attempted suicides, overdoses, all the things that police departments do. Suspicious circumstances, suspicious person, unknown problem, subjects causing disturbance. So there'd be all kinds of trips that the drones would take
turn
out to be nothing. Well, as you saw earlier, they've taken 5,400 missions and played a role in 650 arrests. Well, that means there are roughly, 4,900 missions that the drones flew, videotaping all the way, and there was no arrest made.
Yeah, how about you send them when there's a clear need for a drone and not just surveil the population and record it because somebody's asking you to drop your pants for a fake COVID test?
In the wake of intense new scrutiny around police violence, they're shifting to a new rationale for using drones. De-escalation. They argue that sending a drone to the scene of an incident instead of an armed human being is a way for police to get a sense of what's going on from a detached perspective, reducing risk to both police and public. That makes sense. I gotta believe if it's a very sketchy situation, you want the police on the way as fast as you can, not send a drone, watch for a while, and then decide to send the police, but...
I feel like the best scenarios are when they are used in conjunction, right? The drone may be able to get there 2 minutes before the squad car can?
Sure, yeah. It's our eyes in the sky.
True. Now, here's a good quote from somebody who's worried about the liberty aspect of it. For generations, the Fourth Amendment was not the biggest limit on surveillance. It was economics. Police had to be somewhat conservative with invasive surveillance tools because they were so expensive, which is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
But as these tools get cheaper and cheaper, Fourth Amendment jurisprudence fails to keep up, and you end up with a cheap and affordable surveillance state where the tools that are being used are massively disproportionate to the harms they're combating. That's pretty good right there.
And as Glenn Greenwald has pointed out, a surveilled people is an obedient people.
Yeah, it's,
you just have to be.
It's not that the government, the man, didn't want to have video cameras everywhere in your town, videotaping everybody outside at all times. It's just, it wasn't possible. Either the cost of the cameras or the storage was a huge part of it.
Sure. Having a helicopter in the air at all times.
Well, it was videotape and all that sort of stuff. Where are you going to store gazillions of hours of videotape? But now, obviously, you can store gazillions of hours of digital footage, and you'll just have every bit of town surveilled all the time.
The constant hum of drones above.
Right, right. There's not a town in America above 25,000 population that doesn't have a 911 call or somebody responding to it 24/7.
Sure.
Which thereby justifies the surveillance of the entire population all the time. Please, it's not a difficult leap to make.
No.
And the Fourth Amendment is there to protect us from the government. I'm pro-cop, pro-law enforcement, and the rest of it. But I also understand the historical reality of the thing. You have to limit their power.
We need
go
to
ahead, Sean.
Repurpose butterfly nets for drone nets. And then anytime you see a drone, you just scoop it out of the sky.
You know, that might be the way it ends up in court. People stopping these drones from flying, the city trying to make the argument that they need them, and then it just keep going up courts until the Supreme Court decides, yeah, exactly why do you need to send a drone to every location all the time. I don't know, but it'll be, I'll tell you this, it's going to be a huge lag time between we're surveilled all the time and the courts finally do something about it.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Because look what's happening in Chula Vista. You got a town in America already where they, in the last couple of months, they've sent out nearly 6,000 videotaping drones around the city to just videotape and then store that indefinitely, and you're not allowed to see it?
Yeah, what about the indefinite storage? I hadn't really contemplated that much. See, you go to a call for the two idiot drunks scrapping in the street, and you get there and you say, all right, break it up there, you boys. Go to your homes. You're drunk. And they do. Why is all of that videotape on the way there, probably on the way back? Why is that being stored? For what purpose? Nefarious purposes, that's why.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong, and I'm going to tell you how you can get 4 free New York Strip burgers from Omaha Steaks. I'll tell you about that in just a second. But Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life. And my dad, maybe like your dad, really loves the beef. Really likes steaks. And I'm going to send him some Omaha Steaks for Father's Day. They've got this Get Out and Grill assortment. It includes 20 entrees that Dad's guaranteed to love, like ultra-juicy burgers, plump chicken breasts, sides, desserts, and 4 10-ounce butcher's cut New York strips. They're aged 30 days. We all know aged equals tenderness. Plus, you get 4 free New York Strip burgers with your order. Awesome. These are ultra lean and pack a bold, intense flavor. I love that. So this is what you do. You just go to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com, and use the keyword Armstrong. Get this for Dad, the Get Out and Grill assortment package. So cool. And get the 4 free New York Strip burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, keyword Armstrong, omahasteaks.com, keyword Armstrong.
They say, if you love something, to set it free. If it doesn't come back, it was never yours to begin with. Here at LifeLock, we have to say,
what a load of bull hockey! All those nights working overtime, saving up all that money, paying off all that debt, and now some identity thief wants to try and set it free? That's crazy talk! Good thing LifeLock helps monitor your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. And if you do become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will be there to help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But when identity thieves try to take what's yours, you don't have to take it lying down. And while we're not setting it free, you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS for 25% off at LifeLock.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series Number 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu Number 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu Number 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
And Getty.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
There's a whole bunch of people in New York running for mayor, including old Yang, the Yang gang. What's his name? What's
Andrew.
His name? Andrew Yang.
I believe, yeah.
Who ran for president. But two candidates yesterday, well, I'll just read this story as it's written. The New York Times notes that while neither Sean Donovan nor Raymond McGuire is considered a front runner in the mayoral race, although it's early, their answers to a question posed by the New York Times editorial board to eight candidates have many noting they may not fully understand the plight of working people in their own constituency. They ask these candidates, all of them, what the median sales price for a home is in Brooklyn. Now, you could say, well, you ought to have some idea. But they're beyond that. One of them, Donovan's who's running, served as the city's housing commissioner under Mayor Michael Bloomberg and ran the Department of Housing and Urban Development under President Obama.
Wait a minute.
You'd think he would know.
Yes.
He said in Brooklyn, average price of a home in Brooklyn, I don't know, I'd guess around $100,000. The other guy, McGuire, who's an investment banker from Citigroup, he said, I'm thinking 80 to 90,000, maybe even higher. The real number is 900,000.
Holy crap. I was going to say, wait a minute. I'm not a New Yorker, and I know those numbers are ridiculously low.
So if you ever felt like the investment banker or the guy in government is out of touch, well, there's your answer. So the guy who was in involved with housing and urban development. He was the city's housing commissioner. Couldn't even come within. It's amazing that you could be this far off.
Well, he was like around 12% of the correct answer.
God, and the other guy, the investment banker, he's just been so rich for so long. I don't know. I suppose poor people, for them to buy a house, regular people, it probably cost them, what, 80 grand to buy a house? It hasn't cost 80 grand to buy a house in a place like Brooklyn in 30 years, 40 years?
Maybe 100.
I don't know how long. So, again, the real answer is 900,000. Isn't that amazing?
That's the median. Wow. Woof.
Wow. You got to be more plugged into reality if you're going to be able to talk about policy and what policies ought to be this and that. You got to have a better idea.
Oh, yeah.
What here, a house costs. I mean, come
that's
on.
That's embarrassing. Get them out of there. Who's that guy who's leading who's impressive? We had some clips of him the other day. Oh, it doesn't matter. And we can come up with those later if that's fine, but it's not like we cover New York politics a lot.
So Forbes put out the list of the 10 athletes who made the most money in 2020. Number 10, former Warrior, now turncoat Kevin Durant, made $75 million last year. Plays for the New Jersey Nets. Brooklyn Nets. Is it the Brooklyn Nets?
New Jersey Nets.
Brooklyn Nets. Yep. Where a house, I've heard, on average costs about $900,000.
That's funny. I heard it was 80.
Tom Brady, at the age of 62, finished ninth on the list. He made $76 million with being a Buccaneer last year.
Wow.
This list includes endorsement and side businesses, too.
Which it should.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. You got to build a brand, Sean. It's all about the brand.
Number 8, a race car driver you don't know, Lewis Hamilton, made $80 million. Number 7, tennis player Roger Federer at $90 million. We're only at number 7, and it's $90 million, Roger Federer. One thing I notice is almost all of them are like upper 30s or 40 for the most part. So I guess that's where you've built a brand, and this is where you're really making your endorsement money.
Exactly.
A soccer player I don't know, Neymar.
He's the soccer player.
Gigantic.
I'll take your word for it. LeBron James finished 5th at $96 million. Dak Prescott, the quarterback for the Cowboys? I would have never guessed.
Football salaries are weird because the year that they get the signing bonus, throws a lot of it off because so much of their contract is front-loaded.
He made $107.5 million last year, the quarterback for the Cowboys. Holy crap.
I can't even conceive of that much money.
No, you can't. Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player who's dang near 40, is number 3. Another soccer player, Lionel Messi, is number 2. But who makes the most money in sports last year? He's a scumbag, it turns out, and a crazy person. He used to be a plumber who worked 12-hour days, 6 days a week. Had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, lived with his girlfriend in his mom's house.
Babe Ruth.
Conor McGregor made $180 million last year, despite sucker-punching an old man at a bar.
I was such a big fan of his before that, too, but I'm just 100% out.
Oh, no, I'm for him dying in the ring.
Oh, jeez. Hello. We better edit that out when this airs, Michael.
Why?
That's harsh. Was he behind that bourbon?
Yeah, that's the was proper 12 whiskey, something like that. Yeah, that's where a large portion of his that money came from.
Punching old man bourbon.
I'm such a tough guy. I fight regular citizens sitting in a bar. Oh, and hit them when they're not looking.
Yeah.
That is so freaking weak.
Well, yeah, he literally sucker punched a middle-aged guy.
Yeah.
Or an oldish guy, as I recall. But he's a crazy person.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta keep that in mind. And he did that whole thing with throwing the chair through the window of that bus and all that craziness.
Yeah.
He's very rich. $180 million. Holy crap.
I gotta launch me a liquor. That's how you make the real money. Ask Sammy Hagar.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenics is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenics and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw through?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Reading, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration, so we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich, crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun, topped with American cheese, bacon, mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
We got this note from the always interesting Paolo. He says, you guys mentioned Gavin Newsom's anti-recall money giveaway, but I don't think you mentioned it includes illegal immigrants. It certainly does. Yeah. They're going to give away billions of dollars to the state of Cal Unicornia, including families with dependent children, including undocumented families. Now, where's all this money coming from? Paolo mentions the Wall Street Journal reported in February this year there's been enough money printed since February of last year to increase the money supply by 26%. And more is already baked in for 2021, and there will be still more spending than that if the spending fiends get their way. And then he says, not to worry, though, it's just a ham-handed attempt to carry out Lenin's brilliant plot to destroy capitalism. And he sent along a link to a long piece in The Atlantic.
John Lennon?
But I repeat myself.
Of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, exactly. Yoko, John, yes, those people. No, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, Donnie. And this is Lenin describing how to kill capitalism or a market economy. He said, and this is in 1919, hundreds of thousands of ruble notes are being issued daily by our treasury. This is done not in order to fill the coffers of the state with practically worthless paper, but with the deliberate intention of destroying the value of money as a means of payment. There's no justification for the existence of money in the Bolshevik state where all the necessities of life shall be paid for by work alone. Long story short, they knew even after the revolution, the profit motive would reanimate a capitalist economy, so they had to crush it by completely debauching the currency.
Wow. I almost would feel better if I thought that's the reason they were doing it and not just incompetent, band-aid, without forethought attempts.
Just trying to win the next election through being Santa Claus.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is something, though, that we are just replicating Lenin's playbook for whatever reasons.
Since you brought up California, the rest of the country should really appreciate that. So California, it now looks like, is going to have a $75 billion surplus. And your tax money in other states added $42 billion. To our surplus. So of that $75 billion, see, there was going to be a $30-some billion surplus even without some of your tax money. But thanks for sending an extra $42 billion other states to California to make sure it has a $75 billion surplus. And bailing out all these bad policies. So it's horrible for taxpayers in other states that they have to give money to a state that was going to have plenty of money anyway.
Right.
Or bail out their problems. And if you live in California, all the mismanagement of so many things gets covered up with this bailout.
Right.
And so just continue to spend more money than you take in. So
the gravy train keeps it rolling.
So
one more
maddening
quote from Lenin that I want to dovetail with something Jack just said. But the simplest way to exterminate the very spirit of capitalism is therefore to flood the country with notes of a high face value without financial guarantees of any sort. The guy who would end market economies. Now, getting back to the Biden policy, it's funny. I was just reading about this very thing. There are all sorts of utterly ridiculous, unenforceable aspects to the giant cash giveaway that they're talking about, the $2 trillion one. And one of them, let me scroll down to that section. One of them is to forbid states from lowering taxes because they got federal money. You can't use the federal money to lower taxes. Even if you don't need it, you got to keep your taxes up for some reason. But if you can somehow, through accounting jujitsu or whatever, convince the federal government, and this is if you understand the idea that money is fungible, I mean, if you give money to an entity, It doesn't matter which department you gave it to if it's able to switch money around from within departments, right? Or department to department. Anyway, so if you can prove to the federal government that you offset the lower taxes with spending cuts or another source of revenue, not with the federal money, you offset it a different way, then you can keep all the federal money that flowed in.
The best way to understand fungible to me was a joke David Letterman used to tell all the time about a beggar guy on the street saying, "Could I have some money to buy some food?" And you say to the beggar, "Well, you're just going to take the money and use it. You're going to buy booze with it." "Oh, I got drinking money." That is the best way to understand fungible to me that exists.
Yeah. Yeah. I worry, man. Inflation is devastating.
If this all goes to hell and like there's this the biggest economic crisis we've ever had in our nation's history by far, it's not going to be difficult to figure out what was going on. The whole California thing is crazy. So stuff like the $150 billion bullet train that should die probably won't die because it's being propped up by the federal government and states all across the country. And there's all kinds of great examples.
Yeah.
It's just awful. It is
awful. You got inflation already beginning in several sectors. You have employees who won't come back to work. And we're going to add $2 trillion to that? That's suicidal.
Michael, I think we need transition music.
Well, the rehearsal went very, very well. This is the actual debut, I think, of a feature. See, the rehearsal went better than the real thing. It always does. Bad rehearsal, good show. That's what they say. Welcome to Wokeshevics on the March.
That there's a tsunami of wokeness. That there's a tsunami of wokeness. That there's a tsunami of wokeness.
Gotcha.
That there's a tsunami of wokeness.
Sounds like the world's most deadpan alarm.
That there's a tsunami of wokeness.
All right, I get it. And that's the Chinese national anthem, right? That's a nice touch. Nice touch. Damn commies.
Have you ever listened to his meditation app?
Yeah.
I have not.
That's the one I use, yeah.
It's very popular. It's called Wake Up, I think.
Waking Up. Yeah.
Waking Up. And, you know, with that tone of voice, I could see how it would help you. But I think I'd fall asleep and go back to bed. I don't know.
Wake up.
See, I would.
That's okay.
Going back to bed is okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
The world will keep spinning.
It's not fine. I got to go to work. Hippies. So many woke stories, pro and con. It's impossible to get to them all during the course of a show, so I figured I'd just cram them all into one segment. First of all, this is a classic. Western Michigan University, their theater complex, was vandalized with spray-painted slogans. All lives matter. Back the blue. Blue lives matter. Which were immediately called white supremacist slogans by university administrators. They declared these slogans inflammatory, sent out a letter, offered counseling to kids because they might go to pieces over somebody painting back the blue on the theater complex. Classic, I guarantee you, a Wokeshevist did it. I guarantee it was an activist who did the spray painting. It's a 90%er, yeah. I would say. Good news from Christopher Rufo. I told you we'd be going pro and con back and forth. Walt Disney Company has removed its entire anti-racism program from the company's internal portal.
Backlash?
We talked about this.
Was it the backlash?
It's gotta be the backlash. Good. Good. I hope that is a permanent change. Good for them.
I heard a good summary of what critical race theory is the other day. I was going to write it down and remember it because it was like a good one-sentence description for people who don't get it. But it is definitely the teaching of racism. There's no doubt about it. That you are born with immutable things because of your skin color. Including
qualities, sins, characteristics, yeah. Yeah. Including, this is so good. Well, wait a minute. We'll do this one first. This is so good. Northwestern students, one of the most prestigious universities in the country, Northwestern, according to an editorial in the school paper, white people walk on the sidewalk in an annoying way because of internalized racism and white supremacy.
What is the annoying way that I walk on the sidewalk?
Just like rudely, so people have to get out of your way. Huh. Not like going single file when you're approaching another group or always walking on the right.
No, no, no. If I'm in a group and I approach the group that breaks first loses.
Mm.
Yeah, you guys, if you walk around my group, then my group won.
Well, that's, you're a white supremacist, according to the University of Richmond sociologist Bedelia Richards. Goes back to Jim Crow when black people had to step aside for white
people.
How
do you possibly believe this sort of crap? So the way I walk down the sidewalk is influenced by what was going on in the South many, many miles from where I lived and grew up.
100 years ago, yes.
And that's just in my nature.
Oh, I'm hearing a little white fragility here.
I mean, but that's just so stupid on its face.
Oh, calling it stupid on its face is proof of racism. This is fun. I'm going to switch sides.
I know that that is the argument among the white fragility anti-racist crowd, but it's just so nonsensical that Jim Crow, because in, you know, rural Mississippi, a white person will walk down the sidewalk with a black person expected to get off because of my me being raised in Wisconsin. Years after this happened, I would have that same point of view. It's just numbskullery of the highest order.
Hey, it looks like you spilled a little coffee on your Klan robe, white supremacist. According to the good doctor, who is it? She's got a PhD, Jack, and you don't.
Well, I guess she's right then.
White people came to expect the right of way in public places. White people who were accustomed to moving through the world like that, intentionally or not, taught their kids to move through the world in the same way. And the racism that undergirded Jim Crow wasn't eliminated just because the laws were no longer overtly racist. People who are rude walking through airports, it's white supremacy.
Does she actually believe that, do you think?
100%, yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow,
it's
you're
a religion.
You're a nut.
It's a cult. A great piece in the National Review, a welcome backlash against critical race theory. People are starting to wake up to what it is and how ugly and terrible it is. And they have a lengthy quote from Ibram X. Kendi, the high priest of this sick, racist new religion, who says, outwardly, "The defining question is whether the discrimination is creating equity or inequity. If discrimination is creating equity, then it is anti-racist. If discrimination is creating inequity, then it is racist. The only remedy to racist discrimination is anti-racist discrimination. The only remedy to past discrimination is present discrimination. The only remedy to present discrimination is future discrimination." So you need to understand how clearly and proudly they state that premise.
Armstrong and Getty.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty here. Remember the feeling you got as a kid being tucked into bed? Or the feeling you get now in the arms of somebody you love? Safe and secure. It's a feeling of security that only comes through a human connection.
And that's why the people at Simply Safe Home Security are so important. Of course, Simply Safe has an award-winning system that has all the technology, bells and whistles you'd expect these days. But the people at Simply Safe really take it to the next level.
They're there around the clock anytime you need them. Whether it's a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, a burst pipe, or even a problem while you're setting up the system, Simply Safe has a person with the expertise you need ready to help 24/7.
And when you know there's always someone there to help, well, that's a feeling you just don't get with any old security system.
Just go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong today to customize your system and get a free security camera. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. And just because you know us, you get a free security camera. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there is no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-208-1312 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. That's 800-208-1312. 208-1312.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is the best of Armstrong and Getty.
Really interesting episode of Bill Maher on Friday night on HBO, and he had on James McCorder, who I catch on a lot of podcasts. And it's interesting, you know, some of the best thinkers on all this critical race stuff pushing back against it aren't people whose expertise is this area. James Lindsay, who I love, he's a mathematics professor. This James McCorder, he's an English professor, linguistics and philosophy, but he's just... He, as a black guy, hates this whole ridiculous notion that his people are so fragile and so weak-willed that all this crazy critical race stuff needs to happen. And I think it's interesting that the liberal Bill Maher introduced James McCorder as one of his ideological heroes, somebody he just admires more than anybody and just can't wait to hear everything he has to say. This is something James McCorder said Friday night.
You read a book like, and yeah, we're going to have to be specific, White Fragility, which basically says that black people are these hothouse flowers where everybody has to tiptoe around us and, you know, we're always crying and we're always angry and we're just so very, very, very delicate. I don't feel like that person. That book is talking down to me as far as I'm concerned.
It really should be called Black Fragility, right?
Yes, yes. It should be used to keep tables from wobbling. That is the only use for that book. And yet... You look on Facebook and you have people saying, I'm doing the work and reading this book. And I think to myself, they are doing the work of making me into a perfect idiot.
Right.
And yes, why don't more of my fellow black people feel that way? And it's because of a very human thing, which is that it is a very human thing to take on the victim identity. All people do it. We've all known people like that. A way you can do it, if you're a black person, and all of us need to grab onto something sometimes, is to read a book like that and think, yes, I need to be treated that way. And I am going to start actively parsing it that way, because I don't think people realize what silly babies books like that make us look like. So something needs to be said.
Silly babies.
Really interesting to hear the spirited applause and cheers of the audience, too. It just shows you what a small but powerful cabal the woke crowd is.
White fragility, and then he badmouths the Kendi book, Anti-Racism. Both books that are being purchased by your local school with your tax money and being taught to your children. And he says the books are garbage and should be used only to, you know, level a table. It's unbelievable to me that this is being pushed in my schools and in all government agencies.
In Washington State, Jay Inslee, he mandated it would require public employees in elementary and high schools, community colleges, state colleges and universities, and medical schools to attend mandatory sessions in the controversial and dehumanizing concept known as critical race theory. That is a part of an actual letter from a bunch of activists of various colors and ethnicities who think it's dangerous garbage.
Disney goes woke with new anti-racist agenda for employees, headline in the New York Post. Disney is pushing critical race theory on employees through a new plan called Reimagine Tomorrow, urging workers to recognize their white privilege based on this book. In a battery of training modules on topics such as systemic racism and white fragility, according to Christopher Rufo, who's one of the activists against this, who got this from Disney. I'm sure plenty of people were happy to leak it out to him. And you're supposed to, as a parent there, they're telling you at Disney, you're supposed to raise race-conscious children and realize that even babies discriminate against members of the other races. That comes from either the anti-racist book garbage or the white fragility garbage. This is all just garbage, and companies like Disney and others in our government, our schools are pushing it. It's amazing to me.
You got to sue them. And I have a list of lawsuits that are going on right now. If you're being discriminated against or badmouthed on the basis of your race, sue your employer. If they drag you into a room and say white people are bad, sue them.
School my son used to go to put out an email. They were so proud that they bought how many ever copies of these books for the school. Just unfreaking believable. It's garbage.
That's enough of this. Now that. Transition music, please. Mailbag. I was trying to decide who to go with for Freedom Loving Quotes of the Day this week, and I decided on the late, great Abraham Lincoln just because he was a dang old quote machine.
Abe Lincoln, the current Secretary of State?
No, indeed, Abraham Lincoln, the Illinoisan, the 16th President of the U.S., the Great Emancipator. I love this. I was unfamiliar with this Lincoln quote.
Okay.
Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe.
Okay, I get it.
Think about it. Think about it. Let's see. Skyler from beautiful Eagle Mountain, Utah writes, on Friday's show, you're wondering what goes on in the mind of people who say they won't get the vaccine. I'm 36 years old, healthy, understand the miracle that is the vaccine, but understand statistically I don't really need it. I'll get just as sick from the corona or less as I will from the vaccine. It's not actually true. I mean, statistically speaking, that's the likelihood. To me, it's a precaution with no downside. Yeah, I mean, the one in many millions of people who actually has a reaction, just it's not significant.
I don't need my seatbelt, but I still should wear it every time I get in the car. A fair parallel?
The numbers are different, but it's a decent metaphor. Anyway, do what you think you ought to do. Just don't, whatever decision you make, don't make it about politics or culture or anything like that. Be smarter than that. Oh, let's see. Oh, I love this. T in SoCal writes, I was concerned to hear your discussion of a judge's ruling requiring the city of L.A. to find shelter for all of the homeless, in quotes, on Skid Row by October 18th. Given the equity revolution sweeping our nation, I fully expect to get a knock on my door from the Department of Equitable Housing, stating that the most recent census data indicates that I have a four-bedroom house, but only enough people in my household to fill three bedrooms. So please meet Jim the Junkie, who will now be occupying the fourth bedroom that you don't use because he needs it more than you do. Wow.
Jim the Junkie.
Well, hello, Jim. Let me show you to your room. LC with this quote from James Clear, who is an author. Ambition is when you close the gap between your circumstances and your expectations. Entitlement is when you expect others to close the gap between your circumstances and your expectations.
Ah, that's pretty good.
That is good.
I could have used that on my children this weekend.
Oh, my. Were they feeling a little entitled?
Yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you what my youngest son said about that, too.
Uh-oh.
It's good stuff. Boy, so many things to talk about. I can't tell you what it is. Dang it! Dang it! The son of a...
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.